This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome. That's right. America today. That's what it's all about. The technology of tomorrow. Wow. I'd like to welcome my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita. How you doing?
I'm fine today. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's great technology when we can do this radio program at different parts of the country at the same time. Think about it. You know, I'm in my studio here in the Big Easy, and you're in your studio out in the the Smoky Mountains areas. What area of Tennessee mountains are you in?
I'm up on a mountain knoll in the Cherokee National Forest.
That's what it is. It's just a great time where we can educate America on home improvement information and technology. Now, for my audience that might not be familiar with the Inventor Lady, why don't you we got a whole bunch of new affiliates coming in and audience, and tell them who the Inventor Lady is and what you do.
Inventor Lady helps inventors license their intellectual property, which means basically we're renting a patent to a different company that's going to make it, sell it, and send a check. And that's really important for inventors. It's simply because, you know, if they've had an idea, if they're really good at coming up with an idea, they're generally not really good business people. You know, some are. There's always exceptions. They're not good at manufacturing. They're not good at marketing and selling. And so the licensee now will do the heavy lifting, and they also then defend the patent and pay for the product liability insurance. Well, for some inventors, those are just huge mountains to climb. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day from Western Tennessee, and when we started actually talking the numbers, he had no idea that that's the way the numbers worked. And so what we do is we help inventors really understand the way the pendulum swings, startup versus licensing, and then all the steps that they have to go through so that they can do a better job and not get taken advantage of. That was one of the topics after the National Hardware Show that I would really like to do is, how do you pick a good service provider, and how do you make sure you're careful of some of those predatory outfits that are out there?
It would just be a shame, you know, that a technology of the future will never hit the racks because of not only the bureaucracy but the steps it takes to really patent that product. Well, excuse me, come up with the idea, put it in writing, patent it, and then eventually manufacturing it, when it could be a deterrence. And it just would be a shame that it could possibly deter a great idea from actually coming to fruition. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It does. And it's amazing how often that happens, that, you know, an inventor just doesn't understand the early steps. They make some mistakes, and then it's over. And so that's what we try to avoid is having them, you know, get them on the right path, help them avoid making the mistakes and the expensive mistakes so that they don't have money left at the end to really do some of that marketing and showing off, like going to the National Hardware Show.
Yeah.
And so the topic for today is it's not just hardware. I mean, it should be called, you know, the big box store trade show because it's anything and everything that you would find in your Home Depot, Target, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, the chains, the Ace Hardwares, the True Value. So when people say, well, it's the hardware show, it's like, it's a lot more than just the hardware show.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be hopping that big bird, me and you, and heading to Las Vegas. And I'm excited. It's been a while since I've got out of the studio, you know, because of COVID. But you're going to be there with, 20 or 30 new inventors, I think?
Well, right in the middle there, we've got 25 new products 25. That we're taking. And so everybody's real excited. There's been some new additions made for people. So, and, you know, any of your listeners that want to see what's going to be available can go on to either the Hardware Show site and be able to click on Inventor Lady, or they can go to my website and click on to see, you know, a description of all the products. They're allowing us this year to upload all of the sales flyers. They never did that before.
Wow.
They're allowing us to link to the videos on YouTube prior to the show opening, and they never used to do that. So people can actually set appointments to come and talk to, you know, our different inventors at the show. And the other thing they're allowing all of our inventors to do is demos at the booth, but we're allowed to post the timing of these.
Wow.
So you can say, oh, we want to see this product. When is the inventor going to be demoing this product? And they actually had us, you know, fill out a schedule. So there will be demos going on at our space all day long, every day, which is wonderful.
So what you're trying to say that they are more exhibitor friendly now?
They are. Prior to the show, they're more, and attendees as well, because now these attendees will be able to get on and go shopping. Even if, you know, they're an attendee, you know, they may have gotten a badge, but something happens and they can't make it, they could still get on and see all the products, and that's new.
So I'm
proud of them. They've done a good job getting better after, you know, post-pandemic, everything should be better, right?
Yep. Well, we got a great show. Can you tell us a little bit in a couple minutes who's going to be on the show?
Shane and Haviva Shane, father-daughter team, have got a product, and I'm focusing on the things that are not considered hardware today, because the show is so much bigger than just hardware. So both of the products are going to be, you know, something that someone would use in the home. So we're still talking homeowners, do-it-yourselfers, but products that would not fall into the hardware category. Robin Venus is our other inventor who was on, and Michael Miller is going to kind of wind it up with us because he did the plumbing products, so he's very familiar with the idea that there's more to the hardware show than new hammers and ladders, although we've got some of those too, but, you know, today's a different focus.
You got it. Well, I tell you, and you got a Michael Miller again. We had him last week, right? Your product
expert? We did. He's our product expert. He can fill in for us when we've got questions on some of these different categories. Been around the industry for a long, long time. Well, as long as I have. I guess, God, we're all getting old, Michael. But, you know, he's got that experience from the other side of the aisle. And I think it's not just a matter of what I'm telling inventors on how not to make the mistakes, but on his side of the business, how he says, you know, do it this way. And we're talking the same language. And so it's a big deal.
Well, hold on that thought right there, Miss Rita. We're going to have to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. That's right. But we're going to come back with our first guest here on the Invent America Radio Show through Home Talk USA Radio Program. This is our little new segment that we do once a week. We feature, me and Rita feature some upcoming inventors and technology of the future. That's what we do here each week and every week. Education, information, so you can make a very intelligent decision on your next home improvement project. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the Cajun Contractor, along with Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. I'll be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. That's right. Along with my sidekick, the Inventor Lady herself, this is Home Talk USA radio program, the Invent America segment of our show, where each week and every week we do a little segment to help all our great inventors around the country. And hey, this show is starting to start gaining some international threads here. You know that, right?
I am so glad.
But who's our first guest? Well, guests, I mean.
We have a team today. Alex Shane is our first inventor, and joining us is Haviva Shane, his daughter and a partner. Alex invented a product called Faucet Pal, and it's a retro device that is just amazing in the way it helps a homeowner save those precious water resources. And, I mean, we've all heard about it the last few years. Water is precious. And so Alex has joined us today because we're focusing on the fact that the National Hardware Show is not just about hammers and ladders and everything. It's about a lot of other types of products. And this is something that the homeowner can use. It's a retrofit. So, Alex, Haviva, thank you so much for joining us today. And tell our listeners a little bit more about the details of what Faucet Pal does.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rita. I'll start. This is Haviva. And like you said, the Faucet Pal is a retrofit water-saving device for the faucet. And in moments, it turns almost any faucet into a zero-waste faucet while making the faucet more accessible. So what the Faucet Pal does, it replaces the aerator on the faucet, and it has an ergonomic handle that you gently press with the back of your hand, you know, just naturally as if you were putting your hands under the sink to access the water. You gently press it with the back of your hands to dispense water. And then when you move your hands away from the handle, the water flow immediately stops. Thus, there's no waste when you're soaping your hands, brushing your teeth, shaving, and doing other usual tasks at the faucet that ordinarily would waste thousands of gallons of water per year. So, you know, because it's an innovative product without a similar, you know, competitor on the marketplace, so it's a bit difficult to describe. But basically, once you would remove your existing aerator, install the faucet valve, then you would set your faucet valves to the temperature and pressure that you like, and then you don't have to operate your valves. You just gently, you know, put pressure on that handle, and then the water dispenses. And again, when you move your hands away, it immediately stops. So there's no waste when you're doing all these activities, and it also provides access to the faucet for people with difficulty turning the valve, small children who maybe couldn't access the faucet valve, and it makes using the faucet more hygienic because you don't have to touch your dirty, you know, once you, normally when you're washing your hands, your hands are dirty, you touch your faucet valves to turn the water on, you soap up your hands, wash them, and then you touch those same valves again to turn the water off. Here, since you're not needing to operate the valves once you install the faucet pal, you're not having to then touch them after your hands are clean. You're simply moving your hands away from that handle and drying your hands or doing whatever you're doing and then not recontaminating your hands with those dirty valves. So the faucet pals also help people with family members who have Alzheimer's and might forget to turn off the faucet, as it provides for an automatic shutoff and eliminates this problem. And then installing the faucet pal will also solve a leaky faucet. So if you go into our website, faucetpal.com, you can see a video that really shows how the device is installed and operates.
So, and it's a wonderful device. I've seen it working, and even when someone says, oh, there's other things out there that do this, no, there is not. So, Alex, during all of this process, what has been your biggest challenge of getting Faucet Pal to the marketplace?
Well, it's probably like everybody else, the learning curve. You know, the production was the main, and well, development, testing, et cetera, what everybody else is going through, I'm sure. And yeah, us, and us for the,
You've actually gone into productions. I know that when we were at the show last year and I met you, you actually had some product that was ready to go. So can you fill orders at this point?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
There you
yes.
go. Michael, all of those stores out there that have been listening to your show forever, they can place an order for Fawcett Pals this afternoon. And we would love to see that happen. So in the meantime now, Alex, when you're getting teed up to go to the National Hardware Show, you've kind of gotten to the point now where you've done a really good job getting it out there, and you're ready then for the next step of being able to license your product.
Right. I would like to be able to concentrate on developing the products to cover the rest of the house and eliminate all the water waste in the house. So,
I thought it was interesting in your bio where you said, you know, you really became conscious of this when you were out sailing and on a boat, and there you became very much aware of the need of conserving any drop of water that you possibly could.
Well, absolutely. You only have as much water as in your tank, so you have to make every drop count. And so,
absolutely. Good inspiration to be out there on the ocean.
Let me ask you this, guys. This is Mr. King. I have a saying. I was green before green was even cool. And listen to, Havana? I think.
Haviva.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. What makes it, I was listening to you, what makes the product green, though, itself, you know, helping to the green movement?
Right. Well, so, you know, usually, so washing your hands, for example, or let's do brushing your teeth. A lot of people we know, you always hear, like, turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth. We know a lot of people don't really do that, right? So they'll turn the water on, wet their toothbrush, and then let the water be pouring while they're sitting there brushing their teeth, you know, for whatever, a minute or so, and while the water's just pouring out of your faucet at that point. So, but if you have the faucet pout installed, because it creates automatic shut off, you would basically, you know, put pressure on the handle to dispense water to wet your
all
toothbrush.
Right.
You take that pressure away, there's no water wasting for that whole time you're brushing your teeth. Same thing with soaping your hands.
Guys, I have to cut you off, but we're just simply out of time. Rita, how can we learn a little bit more about Fawcett Pal?
Fawcett Pal has a website, fawcettpal.com. They're also listed on the Inventor Lady site, and they will be doing demos at the National Hardware Show.
Say that website one more time.
FawcettPal.com.
FawcettPal.com. Hey, guys, Alex, Alina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I tell you, Rita, that was a great, guys. All right, Rita, we're going to take a short break along with Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady herself. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. This is Home Talk USA, streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You can catch our archives 24/7, 365 on the Home Talk USA website at HometalkUSA.com and also at InventorLady.com. Also, all right, we'll take a short break. I'll be right back. Yay!